He was an absolutely fantastic fella. He was a great manager, knew exactly how to talk to players, and he was just a very special man.
You must have got to know him very well. Did you know him sort of on a personal basis, Joe, or was it more of sort of a player-manager relationship?
No, I got him on a personal note. He appointed me skipper of the club, skipper of the club very happily for about 8 years. So, you know, we became very good friends. We had talks. I used to go into his office and have talks with him, and you know, how's everything in the dressing room and things like that. And I'm worried about this certain player. Do you think you could, we had that sort of relationship. It was good.
So he would sort of rely on you in terms of sort of information perhaps that you could give to him as the skipper of the club and the feeling around the camp?
He used to always say to me, Joe, you are the manager on the park. You do what I tell you. All my instructions I tell you, you do them on the park. And that's the way it worked. And it was special.
And he presided over the club at a successful time as well. All the were promoted during that time up to the old Division 3. You came eighth in the league that season, like 73-74. The great cup run when he got as far as playing Shrewsbury. I mean, he was manager during some fantastic times.
He certainly was. He had a great left-hand man in John Anderson. And they used to pick up a lot of things on certain players. And for us on that run itself, we were unbelievably good. And we took notice of what they were telling us on certain players. And we just basically stopped them playing.
And obviously, you know, many of the new members of Aldershot won't know of Tom McNerney. They may well have heard about him. But it'd be great if the club, I guess, could have some sort of a tribute to him. I understand there's going to be a minute's applause in the game against Southend on Tuesday night.
I certainly hope so. Because, you know, he's been a great servant for the club. And, and for the fans to remember him, you know, a minute's clapping, anything like that, it'd be fantastic for him.